brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big news blitz coming up in T-minus 20 minutes. EPA prepares to take the lead on regulating CO2, even if Congress won't pass a law. American just declared that recovery over, so you better get ready for the double dip. DHS may scrap Border Patrol project. We're going to look at how, where we do have real security threats, they're actually cutting the security while harassing citizens. More on DNA taken from all U.S. newborns at birth for 37 years, sent to the Pentagon for secret genome projects. That's now mainstream news. We're also going to get into the U.N., U.S. government, other governments building moats and fortresses in new buildings they build. The government's going into a fortress mentality. PA abortion doctor's license suspended after raid. All these fetuses and blood everywhere, all dirty. Just bizarre. That's just some of what is coming up today. But let's continue right now with your phone calls. Let's go to the Genesis phone system. D in Minnesota. You're on the air, D.
Hi, Alex. I talked to you 6 months ago. Still doing research. I read your thing about the swine vaccine, swine flu.
Yes.
And it was true, and I didn't get it. And I didn't allow my kids to get it either. I had a nurse come up to me and ask me if I got my daughter vaccinated. I was in a grocery store. And she said, well, they're giving away free vaccines. And I'm like, did you read the label? She goes, yeah. And I'm like, and you want me to put that stuff in her? And she's all like, well, you got to weigh the lesser of two evils. And I went, well, I did.
Well, the U.S. government 2 weeks ago admitted that the swine flu vaccine didn't even protect you from the H1N1, that it was literally a hoax. It's the whole thing was a hoax.
A couple other questions, too. About this taking blood from babies at birth, they took my Nadia's. How do I find that out?
If they were born in a hospital and they're younger than 37 years old, they took their blood.
Wonderful. And who did they... Is there action I can take? Because I don't want her blood.
Actually, Minnesota was the first state that had a bunch of lawsuits in it. I had the lady on that filed the suits 3 years ago. I forget her name, but just search engine the term Minnesota parents sue over illegal blood samples, and you'll find the names of all the lawyers.
I want to join that suit. I have no desire to have my Nadia's blood in some Pentagon database for bioweapons and all the rest of it.
Well, it's worse than that. They give it to whoever wants it in Big Pharma. They get the blood sample and also patent it so that if your child in the future wants a genetic treatment, which is becoming widespread and common, that they then can't have access to it without paying a huge premium. And federal courts have ruled you don't own your own blood. They take it secretly, illegally, and then they say they own it. They own your body. You can't make this type of stuff up. Let's talk to Frank in North Carolina. You're on the air, Frank.
Yeah, Alex, I appreciate you taking my call. I wanted to make a point that I don't ever hear anybody talking about. Most of the people out there I see criticizing you themselves would be raving lunatics if they had to put up with all the never-ending attacks that you have to endure questioning. I mean, everything, your sanity, your motives, your patriotism, your character. Most of those people I see that I have these debates with on the Internet and whatnot, they would be raving lunatics. They wouldn't be able to handle what you put up with.
I love it. I love it. I don't care. The worst thing is all the lies. They just make up one new ridiculous thing after another. And it doesn't matter, because when you're telling the truth, you're going to be attacked. What did Jesus say? They will persecute you. When you're telling the truth, when you're standing up for what's right. Look, it's an old World War II saying. When you're over the target, you're going to get the flak. Okay, well, who is in the flak cloud? Who's getting blasted from every angle? Anything else, Frank?
Yeah, on this Medina issue, I definitely have to take away, I have to disavow any support I had for her.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there, because some stations only carry the last second half of the show. People won't know what you're talking about. I'll briefly recap it and then let you have your final say on that. News Blitz coming up, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The entire police state control grid being set up across the world by multinational corporations that control the United Nations, the U.S., England, Europe, is being set up for patriots, for libertarians, conservatives, gun owners, returning veterans. That's in the Homeland Security reports that we got from law enforcement sources and broke last year. But I want to go over some articles coming up in this news blitz where even the Border Patrol is being used on citizens, not the illegals. And tie that in with the 800-plus sanctuary cities to illustrate this for people. And how even the supposed smart fence was never built by Bush. They built 50-something miles of it on the 2,300-mile border. And it was all for show. And ABC News reported illegal aliens were hired by Homeland Security to build the fence. The Associated Press reported that when they do bust illegals, ICE takes them from Homeland Security and gives them green cards and gives them jobs in the government. I mean, look, the government wants the illegals here. And what this illustrates, among a lot of things, is that the government could care less about real security and that they only tell us they're setting up this police state to keep us safe from men in caves and Central Asia and the Middle East and from illegals. And that it's all selectively enforced and completely rogue and criminal. So that's coming up amongst other important news today. Now, look, I spontaneously yesterday got really mad at Deborah Medina, who we've supported. I'm tired of being betrayed by politicians. I don't think she's an evil or bad person. But for those that don't know, she's running for governor in Texas. Why is this important nationwide? Because her strong showing is getting other people to file to run for governor and state house and mayor and county commissioner all over the country. You got 30, almost 40 states now. What is it, 37, 38, moving to declare 9th and 10th Amendment. Very exciting things happening all over the country to block the unconstitutional activities of the federal government. So that's the very good news on that front. But to have her go on Glenn Beck and say, well, I'm not a 9/11 truther, but other people have a right to speak out. And then she gave a bunch of TV interviews on Houston and Dallas TV. We played clips of that here, where she said that I think it's, what's the quote? Very healthy and good that people are questioning, and that the towers did fall strangely, how the buildings fell. And I was like, man, this lady really does stick to her guns. She's great. Then I hear the audio of her on a radio show a few days ago, Mark Davis in Dallas, his big show, a lot of listeners, fills in for Rush Limbaugh. He says, we're despicable, we're a cult, we're bad, we're evil, we're horrible. And she says, I agree, absolutely, they're terrible. And I get mad about it and say, she better explain herself, and you notice that hasn't happened. Okay, instead we've gotten hundreds of calls and emails. It's the same thing from listeners, that their people tell them, oh, well, we're going to clarify, and she didn't say exactly that, and it's taken out of context. No, it's not. And so it's getting worse by the minute. Now, look, this is a national, international show. People listening in Canada, Germany, you know, Russia, Brazil. And so it's wide open phones today. You can call in about whatever you want. And I think we've probably had 10 callers or so on Medina. One of them disagreed with me. The other people agreed. And as soon as we put the guy on hold, because they weren't sure I was going back to him, he got real mad off air and was saying, shill, shill, shill. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm a shill. Sure. I'm an Easter bunny, too, and a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto. I'm the king of planet Pop-Tart. No. Deborah Medina did what she did, throwing us under the bus, and I'm not going to play politics and roll over to that. I want to hear, is she going to roll over on every other issue? That's what we want to hear, okay? We were her biggest support. That is 9/11 truthers. I mean, again, the lowest national polls, 36%, the highest scientific poll, 84%, Angus and Reid, New York Times. I mean, we're not despicable people, okay? I was called despicable. You were called despicable. I want that clarified. And if there's a cult following, a few people out there that, you know, don't like that, so what? Go listen to Glenn Beck. Go listen to Rush Limbaugh. Go support Barack Obama. We're not trying to win popularity contests. If I was doing that, I would have done like a lot of Republican and other talk show hosts and supported Obama early on. Pat Robertson said he's of God. Socialism is good. He is unstoppable. Pull up Pat Robertson for later. Pat Robertson says, Obama invincible, or Obama's agenda of God. Watson wrote an article about it. I mean, it's a really disgusting video. I remember when Pat Robertson in 2000, and I was on a lot of Christian stations like the show, Christian news stations, and a bunch of them got mad. He was on CNN and said, we've got to have stronger Planned Parenthood and more abortion in China. And I said, my God, that's horrible from the supposed pro-life, you know, kingpin, except for maybe Dr. Dobson, maybe bigger when it comes to pro-life. I said, that's horrible. A bunch of them got mad. I said, good, get mad. I mean, he said it. He's the one that said it. He's the one that did it. Not out of context on Wolf Blitzer. Okay? Glenn Beck's running around saying global warming's real all of a sudden. So is Sarah Palin, right as it's crashing and burning. I'm not the one saying that. I have to call these people out, okay? That's what I do. I call myself out when I've made mistakes, but this isn't them saying we made a mistake. This is, hey. And we got a bunch of emails, and you heard a call earlier on air going, well, they're saying this is edited video or edited audio. Yeah. Well, that I'd like to see that officially said. That is outrageous if that is the case. In fact, we need to just go ahead and make a data page on Medina. I mean, here's the ABC. Give me a document cam shot on this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. ABC13.com. In fact, pull up the actual video page on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Pull it up. I mean, I know you guys already captured the video, but have a Jaron that found the original clip this morning from their site. Get that IM over and pull it up on screen. We'll play this for you. We won't have time to go to calls and cover news, but I can play the whole 11-minute clip. We can just play the whole thing for you. It's unedited. You know, it's healthy. It's good. The towers fell suspiciously. Week and a half later, we're despicable. And I'm like, what is this? What is this double talk? Don't you ask questions? No! All right, going back to who was I talking to last? Frank in North Carolina. Frank, finish up your point.
Yeah, you know, a lot of your critics, they criticize us as being these mind-numbed robots, like, you know, Rush Limbaugh listeners or whatnot. But yet, when we think for ourselves, you didn't tell me what to think on this. As soon as I heard that clip, I smelled a red flag. I mean, something didn't seem right about it, but I knew.
Well, that's a COINTELPRO talking point. We've actually seen CENTCOM operators from CENTCOM IP say that, oh, you're just an Alex Jones drone, because they're really worried about what we do here. Go ahead.
I understand that politicians have to compromise in an environment like we're in right now. I mean, you know, speaking the truth is a revolutionary act. I understand that. But she handled that wrongly. She certainly could have handled that better. I don't trust her. I cannot trust her after that. I disavow any support I had for her. I'm a liberty-loving American who believes, you know, in the ideals of this country. I'm a veteran. I'm a conservative, always have been, and I'm a 9/11 truther, and I'm proud of it. I voted for Ron Paul in the primary. He's not my favorite guy in the world, to be honest with you. I don't agree with you on everything, but you know what? Something's not right about that. And also, I just want to say
Frank, I mean, it's not that we'd even disagree with her. It's that it's a total 180. And that's the big concern here. And what, if she does other 180s, we're not supposed to criticize her or be concerned?
Exactly. Do you remember the pilot, Chesley B. Sully Sullenberger, who heroically crashed the plane into the water? I think it was the Hudson River, wasn't it?
Say it again.
The pilot, the supposedly heroic pilot, and he may well be, his name was Sullenberger. He's the one,
yes.
I think. Yeah. Well, I wanted to bring this up on your radar. I know you don't have time to look into it, but maybe someone else can. He is going around the neocon talk show circuit now, promoting full body scanners, and he says everything that can be done should be done. And all this, and they're making a big hero out of him. Apparently, he's quit his pilot career, and he's going around making these speeches and everything. And I don't know if he was necessarily a bad person to begin with, the neocon, but they've gotten a hold of him, and they're using him to promote all this stuff. And it's very diabolical to listen to the questions. And he answers just the way they want him to.
The naked body scanners, taking our baby's blood at birth without warrants secretly, video cams in the computers watching everybody. This is the issue. This is the threat. This is the New World Order. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Texas. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, it is a pleasure. This is Bob with the Funkmaster 5 channel on YouTube. I was able to get through to Glenn Beck's show this morning and confront him about supporting Sarah Palin, even though she supported a new investigation in 2008. I was able to get the question out on his show, and it's probably one of my best calls yet. He acts like a complete idiot.
Is it up on YouTube yet?
I'm working on the video right now. I should have it later today, tomorrow morning.
Well, that is sensational. So what did he say when you pointed out that Palin was more of a 9/11 truther than Medina?
Well, he interrupted me like he usually does, and then he went on to say that he supports people asking more questions, and then he started making some sound effects because I kept talking. He tried to voice me over. I was trying to tell people to YouTube search Palin 9/11, but he cut me off there. I was able to squeeze a little bit out, but him and his guys just went on for about 5 more minutes after they hung up on me about it. So it's a little bit of stuff to work on, but I should be able to have the video up by tomorrow morning at the latest.
Well, we'll play clips of it tomorrow then. I appreciate your call. Funkmaster 5 has a great YouTube channel. And he calls into big syndicated shows, talks to millions of people, and then points out how ridiculously deceptive they are. And again, I tried my best, when she was sticking to her guns, to put that video out. We first reported it a year and a half ago that Sarah Palin had called for more 9/11 truth than Deborah Medina had, to point out the hypocrisy of it. Just working tirelessly to the bone, telling my listeners send her money, But now I am not allowed to have an opinion. I am to sit down and shut up because I'm despicable. I'm a despicable 9/11 truther. I am trash.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over.
You know, we get calls every day about that Cramer ad that runs. Genesis has its radio ads. I have a few ads an hour. You hear my ads. And I'm going to have to talk to Ted because I never get involved with what advertising they run. I know they have ad agencies that come to them. And what's Ted supposed to do? They want to run an ad for Cramer's newsletter. You know, that's Ted's issue. But no, I don't work with Cramer. That's the new conspiracy theory. going on out there. I wouldn't take an ad from Kramer. I don't think we've been, because I don't think what he does is moral. I don't like him. He's a globalist. I mean, I was criticizing him 2 weeks ago, talking about how the New World Order is good. The issue is this radio network has a lot of listeners, millions. And so, you know, Ted Anderson has salesmen up there that take ads. And, you know, they say no to ads for bongs and adult bookstores and sexual aids. I know they turn down Viagra ads. Everybody else takes them. I mean, we have a super high standard here at my office, and I think Ted's got a pretty high standard. But I've already addressed the Kramer thing repeatedly, and I can't just continue to address it. I'm not putting body scanners in the airports to naked body scan your family. I'm not sending the IRS after you with liens to take your property. I'm not secretly taking your baby's blood at birth. I'm not putting spy cams in the laptops and giving them to your kids. I'm fighting all of that. I can be responsible for me, not other Genesis talk show hosts, too. That's another thing they do, because he's got, you know, mainly libertarian and conservative hosts, got a few liberal hosts. People say, what are you doing with this? I can barely run my own life, okay? I can barely sit here, and that's what the whole system's about in this country, is turning it around about anybody that's criticizing the system, okay? Geithner doesn't even pay his taxes, ladies and gentlemen. That's the enemy. That's the problem. That's what has to be dealt with, okay? And that's what we're focusing on. But it is driving me up the wall. Just his voice is enough to drive me up the wall. But it's kind of cool in a way, that if you look at it from that perspective, though, that Ted is using their New World Order money against him. I also get these emails going, why did Ted Anderson run ads for your Fall of the Republic on Rush Limbaugh? What, we're not supposed to? I mean, if Rush Limbaugh wanted to have me on his show, should I go on his show? I didn't have the money to run those ads. Ted tried it out, really didn't make his money back. You don't hear those ads anymore. He runs them on some smaller networks, and on XM, he is getting a good response there, of all places. I mean, I would go on Nightline. I would go on CNN. What matters is what I say. At the end of the day, it's what I say. That's what I should be judged by. What I say, what I do. Okay, it's that simple. And I salute Ted for taking the gamble to run those expensive ads and didn't really break even, came close, so he's not doing them right now, as I'm sure a lot of people noticed. I wish it would have been successful to Ted. His margin of profit was so small, I sold him the DVDs of almost nothing because the advertising was so much and I wanted to get them out. You know, I make the films, I make the DVDs. Fall of the Republic cost close to $200,000. Obama Deception, $100,000. Endgame, over $100,000. Terror Storm, about $100,000. Truth Rising, about $100,000. And then I say, buy the DVDs if you want to support us. And the trolls say, no, you're not allowed to sell your own films. That's bad. And I'm the only person I know of, I pioneered this, a few people I think have imitated it, saying, make copies of my film. Get it, give it to everybody. Because my mission is to get the word out. Obviously, I also want to be comfortable, be able to take care of myself and be strong enough to defend myself if, God forbid, we ever have a lawsuit or anything like that. Again, but I can't spend all day, because my crew was saying, there's the Kramer thing again. Oh, we hate it. And I'm like, I know. But, you know, most other talk shows wouldn't even say anything about it. I would think criticizing it would be enough to get it off my show. But I've been so busy, I haven't called Ted in the last month it's been running. I need to call him. I'll just do it live right now here on air. I'll call Ted right now. Hopefully I dialed that right. Sitting here calling Ted, I'm going to ask him about it. Have a little bit of fun here, ladies and gentlemen. Jaron is laughing in there. I dialed it wrong. I knew, I felt like I hit a button wrong. All right, we're going to break here. Let me see. Anyways, the point is, when I come back, I'm in the news blitz and try to get us focused on issue-oriented things instead of chasing our tails because I've got all these giant stacks. I saw a Washington Times article today. Hey, Ted, I keep getting a lot of calls about that crank. Hey, Ted, can you hear me? You can't hear me, Ted. You guys have this phone line directed into here because Ted can't hear me. Oh, whatever. Figure it out. First, I couldn't dial the phone. Then he couldn't even hear me. It just goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. But I thought I printed that article, but I don't see it. Washington Times did a fair article looking at the collapse of the towers. But I guess according to certain people in Texas...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. We're going to go through a ton of news and continue with your calls in the next hour. For the 20-something people on hold, if you want to hang up, you can, or you can call back. I'm going to open the phones up again in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231 or 888-201-2244. I've got this Washington Times article, Inside the Beltwave. It says Jennifer Harper, explosive news. And 1,000 architects and engineers earlier in the week, Richard Gage leading them, had an international simulcast from different areas of the world all into this big conference. Australia, England, Germany. There's German, former German defense ministers, number two in the Japanese government. All of these people coming out saying it looks like inside job. And that's why the system keeps attacking 9/11 truth, because the public is learning that we were lied to about 9/11, and it's coming out. The underwear bombing situation was staged. I got a big stack. Like, where's my file? Big developments on the Joe Stack kamikaze attack, looking more and more like a stage deal as well on that front, and that's coming up. But we're going to cover that in a moment. I did get a hold of Ted. He'd been out of town. He's actually back in the office, so he's going to be in studio with us in just a minute. He's getting in there right now at the Genesis Studios up in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. I guess they're in Burnsville, to be precise. But since I said I would play this Pat Robertson clip where he was saying Obama is unstoppable, he is of the Lord, I'm starting to like him now, and all these other things, All the neocons, everybody was saying he was unstoppable, his agenda will go through. They wanted it to go through. The people stood up and said no. So now he's using executive orders to go around the Congress. Okay? But let's go ahead and play this Pat Robertson video slash audio clip. Here he is, right after Obama got elected.
Lloyd said, the economy of your nation will recover. The steps taken will lead to a dramatic increase in the power of government. The people will welcome socialism in order to relieve their pain. Nothing will stand in the way of a plan by Obama to restructure the economy in the same fashion as the New Deal in the 30s. America will never again have the power in the world that it has enjoyed since World War II. With no strong leadership, dangerous dictators will arise in various parts of the world.
That's enough. And then he goes on to say Obama's of the Lord and he's good. In fact, here are some of the quotes. Obama's middle-of-the-road cabinet consists of people hailing from the Council on Foreign Relations, Rhode Island Commission, the Secret of Bilderberg Group. Let me find the quote. I am remarkably pleased with Obama. I had grave misgivings about him, but so help me, he's come in forcefully, intelligently. He's picked a middle-of-the-road cabinet, and so far, if he continues down this course, he has the makings of a great president, Pat Robertson. He's saying socialism will save you. It's a good thing. The economy's going to get better. Really, nothing's going to stand in the way of Obama? And that was back when they were all supporting the banker bailout. Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, Pat Robertson, the left, because it was an establishment move. At the top of the food chain, the establishment supported it. And now Glenn Beck and others hope you don't remember that. That's my point. So it's pretty disgusting. All right, I want to get into all this news, but I thought I'd bring Ted Anderson up because I had never talked to Ted in the last month with this Kramer ad running. And Ted was telling me off air, yeah, I kind of wish he'd have dropped, but they just re-upped again. You know, the issue, and Ted said it eloquently during the break. I said, why don't you come on air and say that? He said, look, they didn't refuse the ad for your videos on Michael Savage and George Norrie, and George is a good guy, and Limbaugh. And why are we going to refuse their ads? This is a... I mean, that would be, I guess, a form of censorship to them. But again, anything we do is going to be criticized. I'm not getting any money from this. It's a stupid newsletter. The point is, I mean, I guess censor Kramer. He's obviously getting a big response. What does that say for advertising? That the Kramer's coming to us for advertising. I mean, I guess Ted, who turns down most of the ads that come into him, I guess you just can't do anything right, Ted, can you?
No, it's always a crapshoot as to how the audience will respond. But this one is really kind of has me baffled because here you have, I mean, first of all, I did see video footage of him supporting Ron Paul, which has me puzzled. I know he's on mainstream television, and the why does mainstream television need to come to us for our audience to buy newsletters from Kramer? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me, but the whole point is that, you know, where do you draw the line? Where does censorship start and when does it stop? Well, how far down that slippery slope do I want to go? And, you know, quite honestly, Alex, when we have, you know, media buyers that are, you know, wanting to support the movement that we're doing. I mean, they used to avoid us like the plague. I still have it. I mean, you should see the email response I have back from KSTP AM 1500 here in Minneapolis, a 50,000 watt clear channel station blowtorch. I mean, they simply flat out refused to pick up your show. And, you know, and the reason why they did it is because they don't like your content. And, you know, I get so sick and tired of the censorship, it drives me crazy. I mean, if I canceled all the shows that I've had requests to cancel on my network, I wouldn't have even one single show running on this network. I mean, people want me to stop your show. They want me to start other shows. I mean, the whole thing's crazy. And, you know, this Kramer thing, they came in, it was a media buyer, they bought. They're getting great results. That just tells me that the Alex Jones show is smoking out there. And
by the way, these ad agencies, they want to get a response for their buyer so they get the ad money again.
That's exactly what that's about. And so obviously there's a lot of people calling them up and wanting to see what this newsletter is about. And it also tells it tells you how big your audience has grown. I mean, you take a look, if you go to Alexa.com and you type in InfoWars and then you compare it to what would be the next largest site that you'd think of, or maybe even bigger, how about RushLimbaugh.com, and do a comparison and see who's doing better. Alex, your audience on the internet is bigger than anything else out there on radio, bar none. And the world is seeing that now. And as far as I'm concerned, this is carrying the message into a camp that normally wouldn't take this message. I mean, it's kind of like you can take the example of Jesus Christ. He didn't sit there and hang out with all of his followers. He never talked to the crowd. He wasn't preaching to the choir. He went out and found the wicked. You know, and isn't that what this is about? Don't we want to carry the Alex Jones show, you know, and make a bigger impression? I keep on getting accused of trying to support these people, but how are we ever going to be able to mold this nation back to its founding fathers with the roots of, you know, the Constitution and what this great nation stands for if we're not going to be welcoming, you know, people to listen to this type of a message? You know,
Well, let's expand on that, and then I want to get into news, Ted. Speaking of a newsletter that I do endorse and think is great, you are offering still free Bob Chapman's International Forecaster, comes out twice a week, and get it in hard copy or digital, free when somebody buys a European gold fifth of an ounce franc, and you have that at lower in the market than what it's currently selling for. So it's already a smoking deal to get the franc coin, and you get one, and then you get the newsletter. So let's talk about something very positive here. Let's talk about Bob Chapman's International Forecaster.
Well, Bob Chapman's International Forecaster is hands down the best newsletter that you can get your hands on. I mean, 40, 50, 60 pages. And it's the people that are in the know, the people that have taken the time to educate themselves are going to be the people that are going to survive what's coming to us. I mean, I don't know if people really have a good grasp about what's really happening to this country right now and the economic situation that we're in. But you really need to be educated. Information is the key to survival in this environment. There's hands down, that's what you need to have. That's why I'm making this offer. I mean, you're going to have a fifth of an ounce of gold that's yours to keep, to use wherever you want to sell it. I don't care. You don't even have to sell it to Midas. It holds value across the world. And they're at $249.61. And then we turn around and we pay for that subscription for Bob's newsletter, the International Forecaster, and he's going to send it to you for a year for free. Either you can have it emailed to you or you can have it sent right through the United States Post Office. Either way, it doesn't matter. You're going to get...
And it's 40-something pages or more on average. Folks, here's the number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Again, 800-686-2237. And briefly, Ted, some of the other great deals you've got on silver and other gold coins.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we currently right now have the Lakota coin at $20.91. We have the Montana coin at $18.73. A great coin to be getting into if you want to really throw your nose up at the face of the Fed and these currency laws that we have here in the United States. British sovereigns right now are $308.76. All that stuff is at a great buy. We have some old $20 liberties and $10 liberties if you're interested in that kind of thing. We also have the U.S. Eagle at a real good price. You know, call us at 1-800-686-2237. When gold was down there at $1,050 an ounce, I was able to accumulate some things, and I'm passing on the savings to you. But that franc, hands down, I mean, that's like turning the clock back up into the middle of the 90s where you could buy gold between $400 and $500 an ounce.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for the great job you're doing.
You bet. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Okay, let me get into a bunch of news here and then your phone calls, because there is so much to cover. Look at this article. Give me a document cam shot on this, guys, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The Washington Times, February 22nd. So this came out 2 days ago. I saw it this morning, and I couldn't believe it. This is the neocon Washington Times. But they do throw some curveballs occasionally. This is the popular Inside the Beltway column. Explosive news is the headline. We have this linked up on our websites if you want to find it. And it is a positive, fair article about the towers being blown up. I mean, I cannot believe this. And that's why you see the attack on 9/11 Truth everywhere. Because it's so mainstream. The polls, on average, are over 50%. Some are even higher. You can't ignore these numbers. People are finding out. People are looking at the collapse of Building 7. And that's what this article talks about. The mainstream media can ignore this only so long, and then they are not even relevant if they don't start focusing on it. And their debunking exercises haven't worked. A lingering technical question about September 11th terror attack still haunts some, and it has political implications. How did 200,000 tons of steel disintegrate and drop in 11 seconds? 1,000 architects and engineers want to know. Talk about solutions. They're doing such a great job, architects and engineers, 9/11 Truth, and are calling on Congress to order a new investigation into the destruction of the Twin Tower Building 7 at the World Trade Center. I mean, that is incredible. In order to bring down this kind of mass in such a short period of time, the material must have been artificially exploded outward, says Richard Gage, a San Francisco architect and founder of the nonprofit Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Mr. Gage, who is a member of the American Institute of Architects, managed to persuade more than 1,000 of his peers to sign a new petition requesting a formal inquiry. The official Federal Emergency Management Agency and National Institutes of Standards and Technology report provide insufficient, contradictory, and fraudulent accounts of the circumstances of the tower's destruction. We are therefore calling for a grand jury investigation of NIST officials. Mr. Gage adds, this is powerful. They're actually reporting, like journalists, a serious issue in what serious people are saying. And it continues and gets even better. The technical issues surrounding the collapse of the towers has prompted years of debate, rebuttal, and ridicule. He is particularly disturbed by Building 7, a 47-story skyscraper, which was not hit by an aircraft, yet came down in pure free-fall acceleration. He also says more than 100 first responders reported explosives and flashes as the explosions and flashes as the towers were falling and cited evidence of a multi-ton steel sections ejected literally 600 feet at 60 miles an hour, and the mid-air pulverization of 900,000, or is that 90,000 tons of concrete and metal decking. There is also evidence of advanced explosive nano-thermitic composite material found in the World Trade Center dust, Mr. Gage says. The group's petition at AE911Truth.org is already on its way to members of Congress. Government officials will be notified that the misprision of treason, U.S. Code 18, Section 2382, is a serious federal offense which requires those with evidence of treason to act, Mr. Gage says. The implications are enormous and may have profound impact on the forthcoming Khalid Sheikh Mohammed trial. Stay tuned for more in this space. And they cover some other issues, other stories. I mean, come on. That, I commend Jennifer Harper. I wonder what's going to happen to her now. I mean, this is powerful stuff here. This is exciting. This is positive. And people ridiculed Gage and others when he had 20 members, then 100, then 500, then peer-reviewed journals, now 1,000, and growing. And they're not going to stop. And we've already won in the court of public opinion. That's why they're saying we're despicable, evil, horrible, un-American people. Look, Bill Clinton, his handlers carried out Oklahoma City. That's been proven. Covered all my film Road to Tyranny. Michael Savage comes out and says he's sure Obama's going to stage terror attacks, a Reichstag event. Is he bad? This is something governments do. Now, do we know in every case this is what they've done? No. But if they've done it over and over again, and it's declassified that they've admitted they've engaged in many stage terror attacks over the years, we must cover it. Oh, and it was unpopular day one, before 9/11, and on day one when I came out and said it was an inside job with the evidence, sure. But I'm not here to win in the popularity contest, and today it's very popular. I'm here to tell the truth, let the chips fall where they may, take the risk, because liberty is worth it. My children's future, your children's future, is worth it. And that's why we're trailblazing and doing what we're doing. And that's why we've had so much success. And that's why those that want to prop up the system and those that are just jealous of somebody who's number one are coming after us. And I love it because they, you know, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Christ said. And everything they do against us backfires and only sends us more listeners and gives us a higher level of visibility so that people can come and actually see my films, hear the radio show, watch the TV show, find out what we really stand for. Judge a tree by its fruits. And again, I'll say to you out there, don't think you've got to save the world by yourself or overnight. Wake somebody up. Show them a film. Tell them about this radio show. Go speak out against water fluoridation at your city council. Go speak out against the amnesty program and how 800-plus cities let illegal aliens be above the law. Talk about the injustice. Talk about Geithner not paying his taxes. You expose this fraud one person at a time. There's no way it's going to stand. No way. So just continue and don't infight and don't get distracted and don't get diverted and just continue to hammer away because you've got the truth. You know you've got a pure heart. And so it's up to you because you do to be that leader you are. And that's what we're here doing is waking people up to be leaders.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Central Standard Time. We are here live. We talked to the iPhone app developer. We've had right up at, it's almost about to be 20,000 free downloads of the iTunes free app. It's free, and we're adding, I think they're already there, It's now linked to a webpage that can launch up on your cell phone, not just the live stream, but the rebroadcast stream. Podcast is there. There's big banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we launched this app, what, 2 weeks ago? 2.5 weeks ago, and it's got right at 20,000 subscribers now who went and downloaded the free app, and it's in the top 10 news free apps of the iTunes store. And so please send your friend and family. I mean, you may not have an iPhone, you may not have an Apple, but to the Apple heads, you know, as Apple head chihuahuas, I like apples. I like PCs. I like computers. The point is, this is ridiculous puns here. Not even a pun. It's nonsensical. The point is, it's free. Continue to send that link to your friends, family, and neighbors, and turn them on to the truth. Turn them on to the radio show. I want to thank everybody that has been doing that out there. Okay, getting into some of the other news, and I'm going to continue breaking this down into the next hour, and then we're going to go to your calls here in about 15 minutes for everybody that's patiently holding. Total lawlessness from the government. Just complete and total lawlessness. And what do you do when you have a lawless government? Obama can't get his greenhouse gas taxes passed, and so he just comes out and says, we'll use the EPA to do that. Now, he's always said he was going to do this, but the states are getting ready to sue. Attorney generals are suing. Companies are already suing. But Time Magazine says it's a great thing, and that's what he should do. Give me your take on that. Also, an interesting story here out of Business Insider. America just declared the recovery over, so you better get ready for the double dip. And this story continues here, saying today's bleak consumer confidence, also housing prices are down, new home starts are down. Today's bleak consumer confidence number is undoubtedly bad news for the economy. The bigger-than-expected drop suggests that consumers have lost confidence in the recovery, which will drive down home prices and consumer spending. Consumer confidence is typically our first look at the state of the economy. While most government aggregated data comes out of the two-month lag or more, consumer confidence has been hit with just a one-month lag. Studies have shown that consumer confidence is a good predictor of consumer spending numbers. Basically, people surveyed seem to be good at accurately regarding their own economic situation, and those surveyed reflected the broader economy accurately. When consumer confidence drops to such deep, unexpected levels, today were the worst in 27 years, then it is a red flashing light about the economy. And then it goes through all those numbers. And the government more and more is saying, oh, we may need another stimulus now. Remember a year and a 3 months ago with the banker bailout? Or I guess more. That was in October, November, December, and then 12, and then two more months. That's 15, 16 months ago that, oh, no, this is the only stimulus we need. It wasn't a stimulus. It wasn't a banker bailout. It was just a mass robbery. And now we had all these economists on the last year and a half saying that by 2010, they would want another stimulus or another looting. And we have all these top bankers on the news saying austerity. You'll never get your way of life back. Most of your taxes have to be raised so you can pay the banks more money on interest that's just all made up. It's as if Thomas Jefferson's predictions are coming true, that if we ever let private central banks take over the issuance of currency and credit, our children would wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.